The 49ers dominate them. Dominate them. They get an interception. They don't get any points out of it, unfortunately. They go three and out. The Chiefs then go three and out, and they punt. They go nine plays, and they kick a field goal. They go three and out, and they punt. Yeah. And that's when the game changed.
Yeah.
Because the one play touchdown, that's the extra possession, right? That's the possession that gave the Kansas City Chiefs the edge over the 49ers, and they couldn't recover from it because they're just not good enough. They're not that much better than the Kansas City Chiefs to overcome that mistake in that moment, because there had been three turnovers in this game already. None of them had resulted in points. So wash them. They don't even matter. They're just possessions that turn into giving the ball back to the other team. But as soon as a turnover, and this was the muff punt that Raymond McLeod tried to pick up after it hit Luton's foot. Mm-hmm. When he tried to pick it up, as opposed to just falling on it, that turnover that resulted in points was what doomed the 49ers, because they couldn't recover from it.
And they still could have won.
And they still could have won,
yeah,
because it went to overtime.
All of those things you're right about, but they still could have won the football game. Like, no one is suggesting you lose a game because of one person or necessarily one moment. There's a lot of things that add up to a loss. So I'm not even disputing with the things that you pointed out from this game. You're right. But when you look at overtime and you look at the situation that's handed to you, A, I want my players to know what the hell's going on. One team had players that had no idea what was going on.
Right.
The other team that did. And I think you've got to make the best decision for your team with possessions,
right,
with two-point conversions, and knowing what gives me the best chance to beat this all-time great team.
Right. So
they didn't do it.
All right, so we got to get to something now, because we've talked about this for 45 minutes now. The new NFL overtime rule in the playoffs is nonsense.
Oh.
It's absolute nonsense.
Really? Okay.
To make the clock mean nothing is nonsense.
So you think the clock should have ended the game?
The clock has to end the game. I understand why they do it this way, because you want to be fair, but it takes all urgency out of football. And think about some of the greatest moments in the NFL. It's end of half Hail Marys, mm-hmm, or end of half urgency to get in the field goal position. We got to move the ball 40 yards, get to the 35-yard line, run the kicker out there, kick a field goal. We go into halftime. We have momentum. That's urgency. Why? Because there's a clock ticking down. Let's think about the end of games. We're down by six. We got to move the ball up and down the field, right? Don't throw it in the middle. Think about this. I do this because I've called games and said this. You can't throw the ball in the middle of the field. You don't have any timeouts. It's got to be to the sideline. Oh, my God, what are you doing running back? Don't get out of bounds, man. Don't go inside to try to get extra yards. There's urgency because there's a clock. You get into overtime in the playoffs, and you take all of that, and you just throw it away.
Mm.
All right, you're guaranteed a possession. If your possession takes, 22 minutes, good luck, right? Because guess what? The other team's going to get a possession, too. The clock has no purpose.
Right.
Like, I hate that. Because football, in my mind, it's competing against the opponent, but it's also competing against, like, these forces that constrain you. Right, and it's the field, it's the officials, and it's the clock. And overtime in the NFL playoffs, they have neutered the clock, and it makes no sense to me.
No, I get you.
It makes absolutely.
It turned out not to
no
matter
sense.
Though.
It didn't matter because the play design was genius. You go in that return motion, that quick short return motion, and you get Mecole Hardman confusing the defense because they think they're passing it off interiorly. Instead, he still had him, and he comes back out, and it's easy playing the flat. By the way, they ran the same thing in the fourth quarter against the Eagles last year. So, like, you love the play call, and it didn't matter, but the clock had no purpose.
It was weird that the clock had no purpose.
I hated that.
but to be fair to these rules, this has the clock has been this way in overtime in the NFL playoffs forever. The clock has never meant anything. We've had double overtime before in the playoffs. It comes down to the however you determine the winner.
No. Hold on.
No,
you got
no,
that
no,
completely
no,
wrong.
No,
hold
because
on. Tiki, they would have been up by three at the end of one regular
time out.
Overtime.
If Mecole Hardman gets tackled, Sean, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
If Mecole Hardman gets tackled on the 2-yard line as opposed to scoring a touchdown, the clock runs out.
Right.
The game is over.
No. This guys, this is not new to these overtime rules. I just looked this up. In overtime in the playoffs, it is stated It is you're missing the point.
Sean,
because it happened in 71.
It's not tied.
The game was tied, jackass.
Right. Yes,
this game wouldn't have been tied.
But it's always been this
Sorry
way.
For screaming at you.
What's with the name calling?
Look,
Sean,
I'm not trying to fight.
Sean, listen to me.
I know what you're saying.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. The 49ers had a 3-point lead.
Yes.
Right. So the Chiefs run this play. This slip route into the flat.
Correct.
They run this play. Let's say that the cornerback tackles him on the 2-yard line, and the clock runs out. Right? That's overtime's over.
Okay.
The 49ers win the football game. Right? The reason they didn't, even if he had been tackled, is because the new rule neuters the clock.
Right.
The new rule says you have the football until your possession is over. There are four ways for that to happen, as I said earlier. A turnover on downs, a field goal, or a touchdown. But the clock meant nothing. And that's what I'm railing on.
And by the way,
I'm railing on the fact that the clock means nothing.
And before you continue, Sean, yes, there's been double overtime games in NFL playoff history. When in 1971 the Dolphins played a double overtime game, or when the Jets and Browns played a double overtime game in 86, the game was tied!
Okay, no, Evan.
So Tiki's point is that literally, if that clock runs out, a team would have been ahead going into a second overtime.
I want to make this very clear.
That makes no sense.
Of course.
I agree with Tiki. I wish the clock had drama. All I am saying is these particular rules, the clock part that you bring up is only highlighted because of the chance to match or take the lead. What I am saying is even when it was a field goal wins in overtime and that's how you ended it, these rules still apply when 15 minutes were left.
Sean. If the game is still tied at the end of overtime in a playoff game, they were never calling it a tie. Of course the game had to continue. With Tiki, see, you're annoying me because you're not getting it.
Tiki's making
a salient point, which I kind of agree with, which is how could you go to a second overtime with a team ahead of another team? Like, do you remember the Ravens-Broncos overtime game, double overtime game at Mile High?
Yes.
Do you know what the score was at the end of the first overtime?
I don't remember.
It was tied!
Evan, no kidding. No crap, Sherlock. That's not what I'm saying, and I agree with Tiki's point. My point is simply this. It's only highlighted now because of the rules, and I agree with Tiki. We should make the clock part of it. But you're thinking it more logistically. Overtime, double overtime. Whether it's 1993 or 2017, they have started overtime with the same said. Think of this as a new game. Your overtime is reviewed as quarters.
But hold on.
So it wouldn't be till the end of the fourth overtime that the clock mattered.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my
You've annoyed Tiki.
Go kiss ass.
You can say, oh, my God. That's how it works.
True. That's not true.
Because you're not making any sense.
Okay. Sean, that's not true. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
It's 1,000% true.
But it's not true, Sean. If the game ends in overtime, if the 49ers had got the football and they had gone down and kicked a field goal, let's say that the Kansas City Chiefs, they come back. They kick a field goal. It is now sudden death, right? And that game goes into the clock expires. It goes into the second overtime.
Right.
Right? But if the 49ers go and kick a field goal and the Kansas City Chiefs come back and they don't kick a field goal on their initial possession, that game goes also into second overtime.
Sure.
And my point is, all I'm saying is that it shouldn't. The clock should matter.
So if that's the case, and I agree that the clock should matter. Then it shouldn't be 15 minutes.
Why?
It's got to be longer.
No.
Because now you're putting, too much value on the coin toss, which was the point of this new rule to begin with.
What?
Because if you win the toss, and then you take the ball, all right, and you score, and let's say you have that long drive and you give them a short amount of time, that's the whole point. Now it's too much emphasis on winning the coin toss, which is what we're avoiding with these new rules.
You've annoyed Tiki.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, no, annoyed Tiki and Evan. Right. You annoyed both of us equal amount.
My point is...
I understand your point, by the way, and
the clock means nothing, and that frustrates me.
Yeah. You know what was so weird about this? So this is obviously the first ever game we had of this overtime rule that they created in 2022. We'll call it the Josh Allen's a big baby rule. Is that fair? Can we call it that?
Yeah, that works.
Josh Allen. Oh, no. So it's all new to us. And yeah, I think as we all sat down for that overtime, we're all like, okay, so how does this work? Because we haven't seen it yet.
And I wasn't even thinking about it until Tony tried to explain it. And I was like, what in the hell is he talking about?